Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? It's your guy, Mr. Rentel, that kicking in y'all the new year, starting the new year, it's all right. The World Class Radio Show. That's what's up. What's going on, Black Chair? Can we go to the first track of the day? Currently, my special my co-host is going to be a little late today, so shout out to World Class Keisha and everybody else. But I tell you, we go to track number one with Shelby.
Hey, everyone. It's your girl, Royal Crush Keisha.
Oh, look who finally showed up, huh?
You start the show on time for once, and you want to throw shots at me? I don't think so, sir.
It's 2022.
Yeah, no one has time for that. Yeah. But how was your, Christmas and New Year's? How did that go, sir?
It was good. And yourself? Let's go to your first track of the day. Pick out the New York right. Oh, yeah, we're back, y'all. That was Glory Lovin' by our special guest 3 weeks ago, Shelby. Shout out to Shelby and her team. And also, I got some announcements to make. We got a showcase coming up, Aquarius Takeover, January 21st, at Club Reverb in Baltimore, Maryland. So anybody want to come out to support some wonderful talent And shout out to MP and Michelle's birthday bash, Aries Takeover, January 21st. Starts at 9 o'clock at Club Reverb in Baltimore, Maryland, 2112 North Charles Street. Also, another special announcement I got to make. Royal Crash presents Mr. Run Tell That, Coalition DJs, My Brand Experience, LLC, presents CIAA Showcase. So we're going to have three showcases in 3 days. We're going to have one Thursday, the 24th, Friday, the 25th, and Saturday, the 26th. So any of us is interested in being a part of that, they can reach me or Mr. Roy, Mr. Run Tell That, or you can reach my co-host, Ms. Royal Crush Keisha on IG, Instagram, and also Twitter, or My Branding LLC. Y'all can look on all our pages. You see the flyers. You call the number. Get y'all slots.
Yep, and we still got that early bird special going on for if you get your spot soon and rather than later.
The biggest price might not be tomorrow's price, but the price will be going up.
Exactly. Yeah.
So shout out
but
to
I
you as well.
I definitely had a great break. I hope you did as well.
It was good before the snow came in Baltimore the other day. Over there, it was good.
I don't see, like, I don't mind. I told you, I like a little snow, especially around Christmas. Give me a little white Christmas, and I'm good. After that, you know, 3 days in the house, I can't take no more. It's almost been 2 years in this house, and I am beyond past stir crazy. So now I'm just extra crazy, but I'm working it out.
That's what it looks like. We might be back in the house. Please, everybody, make sure y'all wash your hands. Now you can't wash your hands no more. Make sure y'all put on the right mask.
Yep, you definitely got to protect yourself and those around you. Yeah.
Proper mask, proper everything.
But let's get to this next track so we can get some callers on because we got a dynamic special guest that will be coming up a little later, Cola Rocio, and I'm so looking forward to talking with her because I've been jamming to her music all week long. But this is her track that'll be coming up. And so our next track coming up, this is Sharpshooter by our special guest, Cola Van Seal.
Do you wanna take a chance? Do you fancy a dance? Come on. Do you wanna take a chance? Do you fancy a dance? Come on. Do you wanna take a chance? Do you fancy a dance? Come on. Come on. Seen around town on a low low, hey. With a screw, but tonight he going dolo. Oh. And I'm wondering, yo, are you solo? I'ma give him a shot, cause I need to know. He's sexy, hey. And confident, oh. Head up, back straight like a monument. I'm heaven sent, like a holy document. I'm in the zone.
Do I need a permit?
Yeah, I see you, No, you see me. Yo, bartender, slide down a double henny. Yes, that drink, it came from me. Now let's sit back, make it organically. Come on. Do you wanna take a chance? Do you fancy a dance? Come on. Do you wanna take a chance? Do you fancy a dance? Come on. Do you wanna take a chance? Do you fancy a dance? Come on. Come on. I ain't gonna invade your personal space with a smile.
Yep.
Seem like you ain't had that in a while. So since I'm here, I'm gonna convince you to knock down your walls, cause you seem kinda tense. Just low enough for me to hop the fence. Your past is your past, I'm your present tense. Grab my hand and hold on strong, cause this is my song. Broken hearts makes us embrace fears. Let me clean your glasses, I'ma make this crystal clear. The instinct in your belly says that I ain't sincere. Cupid got an arrow, but I'm chucking with a spear. Let it go, baby, real low, baby. Break it down, wind it up real slow, baby. Amateur, hell no, I'm a pro, baby. Now let's see how far wanna take a chance? Do you fancy a dance? Come on. Do you wanna take a chance? Do you fancy a dance? Come on. Do you wanna take a chance? Do you fancy a dance? Come on. You wanna take a chance with a romance? Tell a DJ, play another slow dance. I know you got that grown man, fix the stance. Cause I saw you last week in your great foot dance. Take a chance, don't be shy. Face to face, eye to eye. Hurt to hurt, don't wanna be rude. I'm trying to see what that mouth do. Tell me what you want like Drew. You've been hurt, I've been hurt too. Yeah, I grind and I could too. Change them blues to a brand new hue. Ooh. Do you wanna take a chance? Do you fancy a dance? Come on. Do you wanna take a chance? Do you fancy a dance? Come on. Do you wanna take a chance? Do you fancy a dance? Come on. Oh.
Oh, yeah, that was a good track. I like that.
Yeah, I like that track. Nothing like that. And of course, I was over here dancing like I always do. Yep. But I see we have some callers. Let's get to the first one.
Hey, family. It's Erin Jules calling in to show my support. What's up?
Hey, sis. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Happy New Year.
I am doing good. I totally miss you. And it's just been busy and crazy over here. But I am here. You know, we're all safe. And that is all you can, you know, be grateful and thankful for.
Truth spoken. Yes, yes. And Happy New Year to you too, LeVar Hayes. And I've been missing y'all. Guess what? We got good news. We got our tour bus. Woohoo!
Woo!
Happy New Year to Ageless Angels.
Yes. I am super excited for you guys.
We are very excited. And it was, you know, a goal and work in progress, and we finally got it and got it inspected yesterday. So gotta go show our friends tonight and take a nice little drive. So, yeah, I'm really excited. Shout out to my man, Ja Earthland Jay, out there, and to all of our supporters, you know, that help us make this happen. Because, like I was saying, you know, over the years, calling in and stuff, and this was one of our goals. We've always wanted to be able to take a ride and go and see everybody and perform. You know, we can have a little home on wheels when we're in your state, you know. So I'm really excited, and we couldn't have done this without our supporters. So people were buying CDs from us. That's where the money went, you know. So it just feels so good. So now we got to get to work. We got to gut it out and transform it and make it convert it to a tour bus. And so I'm pretty excited. But so that happened. That was like the 3rd of January. So Happy New Year to everybody.
Happy New Year.
Hope that, you know, y'all are safe and healthy and happy out there. And so far, so good.
Yes,
so far, so good. You know, we healthy, got food on the table, can't complain.
Right? I want to give a shout-out to Yvonne Temple and the Temple Dynasty. Jay and I had gotten a hold of our drive. We had some music on our drive, and most recently just went back and looked at some of the music that Rob had sent us over the years to work with. And Rob, as you all know, was a Sugar Hill Gang DJ who was a part of our band, Ageless Angels. And we lost him last year, but we are so excited that he had gifted us some of his tracks. So we've been vibing some of his music lately and just looking forward to releasing some more music with his heavenly connection to us and keeping his legacy alive and everything that he's done for hip-hop and for music and all the people that he's worked with throughout the years. I'm sure they would appreciate knowing that his music is still out there, and I'm just so grateful that we have it and we're able to do something with it. So I'm really excited about that, and we're even thinking about maybe adding some of the Crip Hop Nation Worldwide to one of those tracks. I think it would be appropriate because Rob and Leroy Moore and Keith Jones were the ones that started the Crip Hop Nation Worldwide, representing for the disabled, the blind, the deaf, the sick, the poor, the elderly. And so those guys had brought a platform for people like us, and I'm so grateful, you know, to be a part of that movement. And after Keith won 2 Emmys this last year for the Rising Phoenix Paralympic documentary that was on Netflix, and we're in collaboration with him. So he's been cooking up some really cool beats in his lab, but I'm thinking of adding him and Leroy to one of these tracks for Rob. For solid noise.
Okay.
So yeah, I think that would be the best bet. I mean, what a blessing to actually been gifted some music from Rob, and you know, he ends up dying, and now I'm like, oh my gosh, I've been sitting on this gold for so long. I'm like, I gotta do this. I have to bring it forth. I gotta get the world this magical, legendary flavor, because this music is brilliant, and I love my brother, and I miss him so much, and so I just, that's what's up lately, too, so I've been mourning my brother a lot. He was my mentor, and I talk to him every day, so it sucks that he's gone, but I know he's watching over us all.
Yeah, he definitely is, sis. He definitely is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But anyway, I don't want to take up too much of your time. I know you guys got a great show ahead, and I appreciate you guys for all your support, for having Ageless Angels on as your guest, and for letting a lot of my family shine. I'm hoping that you guys will hook up with Keith to have him on your show. And yeah, I'm just so grateful for all your support throughout the years. So I love to show my support for Royal Crush Takeover Radio on Blackout Radio.
And we appreciate you showing us, giving us your love and support, sis. We definitely do.
Most definitely. All the time, 100%. But yeah, check out Deja Vu for you, all the callers and listeners. That's the track that we released that Rob Denoise Temple had written. And it's called Deja Vu for You, featuring Rob Denoise Temple, Ageless Angels. We're on all the musical platforms. Vibe that. You can vibe that for your family. It's family friendly, positive messages. And yeah, check it out, y'all. But you guys take care. Have a great weekend. And I will talk to you next Thursday.
You too, sis. Thank you so much. And please, please, please be safe out there.
Most definitely. You know it. And, hey, now we got this bus. Wouldn't that be cool to actually go out there and meet y'all sometime soon?
Yes, it
would.
That'd
be so cool.
I am definitely looking forward. I'm definitely looking forward to it.
Yes. All right. Peace, y'all. Salute, fam. Hashtag run till that.
Hello? Hello? I hear nothing. You hear me now?
Three one three eight one seven, you're live.
Oh, hello?
Yes, state your name and where you're from.
Huh?
Yeah, state your name and where you're from.
You can hear me now?
Yeah.
All right, what's up, Ed? This is Gemini the Queen, currently in Detroit, Michigan, but, you know, Ohio all day.
Okay, let everybody know what you got going on.
Well, I'm an independent artist still, rapper, singer, beat maker, producer, DJ as well, radio host, verified artist on a few platforms. Look me up, Gemini the Queen. If you want to hit me up, just simple as looking up Gemini the Queen. I was just calling to support Royal Crush Takeover.
Okay, I'm yeah, step off for a minute. But let what you got any performances coming up or anything?
So I had some things coming up in terms of documentaries and films. So I can't specifically say exactly what's up, but there are definitely some things popping, some things coming up, some things I've also avoided and kept managing to avoid in terms of bad contracts. So, you know.
That's what's
up. Are you back on?
Yeah, I'm here. That's what's up. So anything you could disclose that you have coming up or what you've been working on?
Well, yeah, there are some things coming up on HBO. It will be a documentary, and I have a new project that I'm working on because, you know, I signed with a major, even though I said I never would. I signed with a major. It was a great deal, so it seemed, but they tried to shelf me because, you know, that's just how it goes sometimes. They might know who you are as an artist, but they still might try to change what you represent and everything. So, hey, still going to do our thing regardless.
Oh, man, that's kind of messed up.
I mean, the game's a little messed up, ain't it?
Yeah, at least you got out there early.
It's all good. Look, it's all good. I'm not worried about it. I mean, I possibly dodged a lot of bullets with that. You know what I'm saying? Whatever's whatever. As long as I'm progressing, as long as the people feel me and keep wanting to hear me, then that's all I'm going to worry about. I'm not worried about nothing that big.
Yeah, I guess that's definitely the best way of looking at it. I don't know how somehow my phone call dropped. But I'm back now.
I was like, dang, is silent in here? Am I in the closet?
No, definitely not that.
Well, good to hear from y'all. Like I said, I just want to keep on make sure I keep on coming through and, you know, showing us people that supported me the same support, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to try to make that. I'm going to come with some more people next time. I'm going to get y'all together.
Okay,
I'm going to have y'all full of talent just all over the place.
Well, we definitely greatly appreciate it. You know, that's one of the things that, you know, I tell people, like, we got to do more supporting, you know, each other because we can't be looking at other people
mm-hmm.
to support us if we're not trying to support our own.
Exactly. It's all love. So, yes, and all these talented artists out here, they deserve to be heard.
They definitely do. I say that all the time that, you know, the tracks and music that people, you know, send us on here be better than some of the stuff that you will even hear on the radio. And
that
be the sad part. You know, that people was really talented and putting their all into it. And sometimes it just be the knuckleheads that people were trying to find and listen to, and they ain't talking about nothing.
Yeah, they don't really care about going into the underground and unknown. Then it's like, well, I don't know what the problem is. Because I personally know a singer, and I think he's my favorite singer in the entire world. Even over Tank. this man can blow, okay? But
I don't be understanding it either. You know, it's like certain ones get to know and certain ones do not. And I think, you know, like that's definitely the sad part. That seem like the more talented ones, you would think they would want out there, but you know, they looking at it for different reasons. You know, we all know it's a business, you know, but you know, if they can make more money from the guy causing the issues, then they'll prefer to make the more money with him, you know, instead of putting someone great music out there.
What'd you say?
You know.
A lot of people don't worry about the talent. It's more so business.
I don't think any of this is about talent at all. Goodness.
About making money for them.
The radio? But the people keep falling for it, so who's to blame? If you like real music, you like independent artists, then you support that. Keep it riding, keep it rolling. Forget them that you don't. If you don't like what they giving out, don't stream it. Don't buy it. What's going on?
That's another topic.
Gotta
about all
support.
That, 'cause sometimes that can be fake too.
Well,
a lot of fake shit. Look, a lot of fake stuff, you know.
Don't get me started. You already know. I be getting down, diving down the rabbit hole recently on my show. Guys, if you have any secrets, any stories, but don't be telling me lies. Secret stories, music, all kinds of everything. That's where we going on Audi Radio Network, on iHeart and Spotify and Spreaker. If you want to check it out, no longer on YouTube because YouTube is too much of a hater. So, same thing. Just hit me up, GeminiQueen@gmail.com. If y'all want any of that, for any of those things, those specific reasons, like talking and really, really laying stuff out on the line, check it out. And, Gemini the Queen, peace out.
Oh, peace out, Miss Gemini. Happy New Year. And you be safe out there.
Yes, I hope all of you had a great New Year and a Merry Christmas and whatever, a wonderful Valentine's Day, okay?
Yeah, well, definitely, thank you.
All right, mad love to all of you and anybody listening. Peace and blessings and money.
Oh, yes, can't do nothing without this money.
Bye.
All right, what up? I see our special guest is in the queue, and this is all the way from the VA. We have Cooler Vasil. How you doing? I'm doing
right.
Fine. I still feel like I pronounced it wrong.
You did, but it's okay. It's okay. I love the effort because I felt your face muscles, like, get it right, get it right, get it right. It's okay. It's cool and like the animal. It's German. It fools people. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Myself.
I'm doing fantastic. I'm super excited about my interview today. I made sure I did all my work, got off on time. I was like sitting in the car, like ready. Like, what we gonna do? What we gonna talk about? I'm on game. Let's go.
Yes. Well, I was definitely excited about it. You know, because when I put that post up, you know, it's not that I don't like the guys, because I don't know why a gentleman was in his feelings, you know, but at times we get so many male artists, directors who we interview, and I was just like, you know, for the month of December, like, we need some female energy, you know, so when I put that out there, and shout out to Fire Nation Flame. You know, like, she came through and she even gave me like 4 or 5 names. You know, so
that's
people
girl,
yeah. Here. Yes, I definitely love her as well. You know, she came here to perform for us. You know, and like Judah is definitely like a brother, and she's, you know, like a sister. So
shout out to Judah. He's come down to
the studio down here and wrecked it up with my boy Bully Boy Productions. He's been in the 804 wrecking shop with us. So yeah, shout out to both of them. I need a link up with them too for a nice little feature collabo, to be honest.
Okay.
Oh,
how long
yeah.
you been in Richmond?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm from Richmond, born and raised.
Okay, I know a couple of people out there. I used to live out in Hampton.
Yeah, you
and
need to come. Yeah, a lot of things are popping out in RVA, Richmond scene. It's kind of like underground, but it's bubbling, and it's about to come to a full boil. So I'm excited to be a part of that culture, this community of Richmond 804, because I see a lot of things happening and a lot of things are going to pop off for a lot of people individually this year, which is just going to make it this huge hodgepodge of culture that's going to pop off in the year, and I'm super excited about it.
Yeah, well, that is definitely exciting. Yeah.
How did you come up with your name?
It's a cute little story. When I went to Shaw University, shout out to Shaw U, and a lot of the guys would be like, yo, you just mad cool. You just so cool. I could talk to you cool, and they picked on me, cooler. They would shout the name across the campus like that. And Von Seal is literally my, it's a family name. My mom's middle name, my middle name, my daughter's middle name, so... Being that Kula is an entity of me, she's a part of the family, so Kula has the family name as well. So because all the guys would just think I was so cool, it just became part of the name. So Kula Von Seal.
Okay. I definitely
kind of
give
you
like
a little
that.
Draggy too, like, oh, coming to the stage, Kula Von Seal. It kind of give you like a little drag queen feel to it too, just a little bit.
Yeah, I definitely could picture that now. Yes, I can.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. But you know, like, what I like about your music, and I be Facebook stalking and Instagram and stuff, you know that you're very versatile, you know, and that is what I like with our artists. And for you, like, what comes first? Does the words come first, or do you, like, you know, like, have a beat in mind? Like, how is your creative process?
I write to a beat. I don't like to write a song, then try to find a beat. I like to hear the beat and let the beat catch me. And if I like it in 30 seconds, then it's a wrap. If it takes me longer than 30 seconds to, like, vibe to the beat, then I don't like it. I'm just listening to it just to be nice or polite. But usually when I do, like, listening sessions for music, if you don't have me by 30 seconds, just move on to the next beat. And it's no shade. It's really no shade. Certain beats will catch me. And it could be a rock beat, trap beat, boom bap beat. It could be a Latin beat. I feel like once I hear the beat, I get a visual. And then my lyrics narrate my visual. So that's how I write.
I definitely understand that. Yeah, it's all about the feel of it. I get it.
Right, and then I can ride it. I can't ride a beat if I don't have anything to
write
to.
I ain't feeling it.
I can't sit in the pocket. The cadence doesn't, like, ride the highs and lows of the beat. So it's definitely the music first for me.
Okay. Yeah.
So what would you be doing if you wasn't doing music?
That's not an option.
Question? Why is that?
No,
that's really not an option.
So
it's not
that's
an option,
the answer
like,
to that question.
Yeah,
nah, I wouldn't be doing.
Yep.
I mean, like, even if I wasn't, like, spitting or writing, it has to be on. I'm at work. Music has to be on. I'm at home. Music has to be on. I can't be anywhere quiet without music. So when people say, what would you be doing without music? That's really just not an option for me to just not have music around me. So it wasn't like to be shady. It's just like that's the thing that drives me the most. So I don't necessarily want to think about not spitting. Even if I wasn't spitting, I would be consulting, managing, writing. It would still be music related, even if I wasn't performing.
Yeah, that's not a sound. It's just a unique aspect, you said, but
Yeah.
So when you were first, you know, like breaking, getting into like the industry, did you find that it was difficult or it just was coming naturally to you?
It's different as a female. It is different. A lot of things men don't think about that women have to think about, and it's so seamless for men. And it's not shade, like, being like, darn it, you're a man, you got it easy. It's just, they're just not women, and they don't have to prepare for it. For example, like, I don't like to go to the studio late. Anything after 4 o'clock in the afternoon, I don't go to the studio in the evening. I go in the morning. So I look for studios that are kid-friendly, that have daytime hours, that have, like, multiple people there, you know? That's set up more so like a business structure and not like, you know, the homie spot or whatever. And like multiple room full of men things, like women we have to look at that kind of dynamic when we go to studios and stuff because of safety issues and things of that nature. So men don't really necessarily think of that. So it just doesn't make it necessarily harder as a woman. You just kind of have to think outside the box. And unfortunately, a lot of men aren't going to ask, hey, why did you go to this studio over that studio? Oh, well, you know, I like daytime hours and I like to go to the studio by myself and it's kind of a safety issue. They never would have been like, oh, I never thought about that. To them, if they can go, you should be able to go, you know? And unfortunately, if you set a standard of, oh, I only want to go between these hours, you could come across a bitch. Because it's like, oh, she being stuck up. Oh, she only want to do it on her time. Mm-hmm. Or she wants to do it because there's a safety issue. So those are the type of things you run into as a female in the industry because you have to think differently and they don't not necessarily have that. They don't have that to think about. So it just makes it a little difficult. That's all.
Yeah, and I definitely understand that. You know, my grandmother, you know, she prepared you, but she probably made you a little paranoid as well. You know, with some of her, you know, just life lessons and teachings that you know she would always tell me. So I definitely understand that. As women, we gotta think. We got to move strategically.
And it's just one of those, this is kind of like a PSA to like men working with women in the industry. Most of the time, I'm going to give it 50-50 because I can't speak for majority women. But the women that I know that I work with and deal with as far as music, most of the time, it's no shade. It's no diva thing. It's no grandioso, I think I'm better than you, so I want it this way over your way. Most of the time, it's really about safety or making sure our kids are situated first. It's really something lifestyle basic that makes it seem like we are coming across better or different or harder to work with. And it's really not that case. It's just a lifestyle thing that we might have to do differently than men. Then unfortunately, men might not be like, oh, damn, I ain't thinking about that. You know, so sometimes we just have to have a dialogue of, well, like, oh, you want to do it this way? Not necessarily. And break it down as to why the rationale, and then hopefully it'll be a dialogue where we could come to a point where it's like, oh, I get it now.
Yeah, and I definitely feel you on that. You know, and it's just one of those things, you know, it's just the differences in the sexes, but it is, you know, a lot of things that, you know, just guys, they don't remember nobody trying to take their cookies, you know.
We don't want your cookies.
Right, like, you ain't got to worry about, you know, like that, you know, but... if you could collaborate with three people, and I know this is going to be a little hard, like dead or alive, who would they be and why?
Eminem, Lauryn Hill, Prince. Those are my top three go-tos.
Okay. Well, I'm definitely with all of them. And I know, like, she get a bad rap now, but if that was, like, if I could only listen to one album for the rest of my life, The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill would be it.
Yeah, like, it's very, like, almost, like, flawless victory, you know, when it comes to Lauryn. Then, of course, it's like, well, she's not a rapper, she's a singer. And I'm like, she's a well-versed MC. She's an MC that happens to sing and act. I mean, that's what they all do. Sing and act and have a fashion line and, you know, do other things. So it's like, yeah, she's multifaceted and talented, but, like, she's an MC. Like, don't ever take that title away from her just because she can do a plethora of other things well. I mean, we all know she can't pay her taxes. So, I mean, you know, there's some give and take in there with, you know, with Lauryn or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, T.I.'s an actor. He's a fashion designer. You know, he's a mogul. He's also an MC. So it's like no one ever takes his MC title away from him because he can do multiple things. No one takes Drake's rapper title away from him because he can't sing. He cannot sing, but his attempt to sing still doesn't take away his title as a rapper. So I people just stop doing that with her. It irks my nerves.
Yes, I definitely feel you. I really do. Well, we're gonna play Beast Mode, and then we're gonna come back for the rest of the interview.
All right, sweet. Thank you.
I'm coming, I'm coming, coming, coming. I'm coming, I'm coming, I'm coming. So cool, so cool. VA, VA, VA. Cool Levon C, Levon C.
Good morning, world. Let me introduce you to my flow. She says hello before she go right for your fucking throat.
Yo,
don't need to pass go. This beat is ill, though.
Straight to jail.
Them engine words, man. I got on Mr. Rhyme flow. Chop it, slice it, cut it, dice it, throw it in a pan. Her shit is on juggernaut. You sure she not a man? You stand corrected. Keep it hectic. Make sure you respect it. I take your mic and check it. Let's just say I dissect it now. Snap, so yeah, swimming in the murky water. Don't take no shit. It's how I'm gonna raise my daughter. It's a specific order. End it where you get slaughtered. After this, I know my anger classes will be court ordered. Came to change the game with just one name. Oh no, hip-hop will never be the same. You slept on me because you saw a dame. The rain is done, and yes, I am to blame. Came to change the game with just one name. Oh no, hip-hop will never be the same. I will unload when I go in beast mode. Ooh, your anemic burst. It made your car disperse.
Damn.
I pull up in a hearse. Your wordplay is the worst. I keep that 9-11 chilling in a clutch purse. Just in case I had to split your lip biscuit. Red dirt. Verbs, nouns, adjectives came already loaded. I had to unleash them. Free from my brain imploded. Don't ask me if I wrote it. You know I really did. Too bad your verses sound like they was written by your kids.
Mommy, look what I did.
A brutal massacre. Oh yeah, I had to own it. I blacked out and I killed a beat. That shit sound crazy, don't it? The melee had to happen. I know you don't condone it. Bloodshed is everywhere. It's like I had a
heaven moment.
Came to change the game with just one name. Oh no, hip-hop will never be the same. You slept on me because you saw a dame. The rain is done, and yes, I am to blame. Came to change the game with just one name. Oh no, hip-hop will never be the same. I will unload when I go in beast mode. The mode is of the beast. At least you see it's coming. You still in shock. I know you can't believe that it's a woman.
Yeah, it
that gave it to you like this. That whipped your ass up like Chris. The words they never miss. Just sit back and
calm
be
down.
I think I'll be ladylike and let you win just as fight. The way you rhyme on the mic increases my appetite.
I'm angry.
What you got, fight or flight? It's terrifying, right? Increases your heart rate. It also just increases your plight. Bang the bill, then down. Rip your roof on, off. When you saw me, got hard, but when you heard me, dick got soft.
Came
to change the game with just one name. Oh no, hip-hop will never be the same. You slept on me because you saw a dame. The rain is done.
one, and yes, I am to blame. Came to change the game with just one name. Oh no, hip-hop will never be the same. I will unload when I go in beast mode.
Okay, all right, we are back. I definitely I love all the music that you sent us, and I like that one because it's like you got a little you're a little cocky, but it's not cocky, it's confidence. And if I don't feel like I am the best at what I do, like why would you feel like I'm the best?
Like
and
there's
that,
no
that
other school
about
you. Please don't try to do it. Just don't.
Right.
And I appreciate you playing Sharpshooter too. That's my new single that I just pushed out because I'm known for the aggressive in your face shit talking, like beast mode. So when I did Sharpshooter, I wanted to kind of flip it and be like something sassy and cute, and, you know, confident for the girls to be like, shoot your shot, bitch. Shoot your shot. Because what I've noticed, men can be kind of shy. So sometimes you just may have to, sometimes you just might have to shoot your shot, sis, and go from there.
Yes, that is. But you know what? I never understood when I had a man tell me once that he was intimidated. And I just never understood that. It's like look, man, you got to come correct. So I don't.
It's more so. So when they come correct, maybe they'll come correct, like, once the initiation is done. Because my brother's shy. So I can only imagine, he's a great man. Like, once he gets in his momentum, he's good. Confident, assertive, you know, takes care of his family or whatever. But on the initial, he's shy. You know what I'm saying? So it's like putting yourself in that position of, what if a man is shy? Then what? But you know, if y'all linked, y'all would make magic. And it's like, somebody got to make the first move. And sometimes it might be us. So it's like, have enough confidence and classiness and femininity to shoot our shot, but not be arrogant and take over. You feel me? Just enough to bring him out his shell and then let him take the momentum and go from there, kind of thing.
Yeah, because I mean it's a delicate balance for you, you know, because
right.
Some men don't like it when they feel like you're hunting them, you know, but then you have others and sometimes it might not be shyness, but it's just like they may take a little while to warm up to you.
I've been told men like that. They like buy them a drink. Be like, Boston, the same old boy drink down. Some men be like, who sent me his drink? Oh, she did? Well, damn.
Right.
That might make
now,
day
now,
whole
that
day.
I have done. Yeah, I've done that too.
Sometimes it's good to be like, okay, I'm sorry. I don't know the gentleman's name in the interview. My fault. What's your name, sir?
Mr. Wansell.
Would you
Mr.
want
Wansell
a woman to romance you?
Depends for my birthday.
Just that one day.
Yeah, I mean it's a 50-50 situation, so we romance each other.
I don't know,
maybe
girlfriend.
Just one day, by
you, she romances him. Yes, I know her. She definitely does.
Okay, that's
good.
I like that.
Yeah, I'll offer him on the spot, but he's not the most romantic person.
It takes all types.
Yes, it does.
Really?
Yep, she's a special woman for putting up with that mess. But No, he's a good guy. He's a good guy. But he is. I think we got a caller. We're going to let them on and just see if they got a question for you, and just we'll let them promote.
Hey, what's up, Keisha? Happy New Year to all. This is Essex Sean Feldo, and shout out to you guys. Happy New Year. Just going to see what's going on up here in New York City. It's a little cold. We may get snow tonight, but, you know, we'll survive. So also shout out to our new mayor, Eric Adams, the second black New York City mayor in history. He got sworn in New Year's Eve at Times Square. So we expect big things from that other so-called ex-mayor. So there's hope. So how y'all doing today?
We are doing good, Sean. I'm so glad you was able to call in. And shoot, I think we are expecting snow as well.
Oh, okay. That female rapper, I like that cut. She reminds me of a lot of the old school female MCs that spit lyrics back in the days, like Lil' Kim, Fox, MC Light. Definitely Yo-Yo. Rhyme me more of Rage, the Lady of Rage.
Yes, Ladies of Rage is from Virginia, so that's probably why.
Yeah, yeah. Now, let me ask you a question. Were those MCs back in the, am I, golden age of hip-hop era inspired you to become a rapper?
I'm sorry, say that again?
Those MCs that I mentioned from my era, the Lights, the Latifahs, the Rages, and the Yo-Yos, did they inspire you to become a rapper?
Yeah. I mean, I'm the same age as them. I'm 48.
Oh, really?
So
how old are you?
That's why I'm from the culture. I was born when hip-hop was born, so it will always be there. It was just one of those things. It's like, why now? And then I'm like, well, why not? Because I can. It's just,
right,
and that's the kind of attitude you have when you grew up with hip-hop, out of nothingness of hip-hop to now. You get that braggadocious, because I can, that's why. And because there's no hip-hop talking to women like me nowadays, that's why. So I'm going to create the lane, like women like myself, like gentlemen like yourself, that still would like to hear that in this day and age, streaming from someone new. Because I can. And that's kind of why when people hear my music, they say, you give me that old school vibe. It's because that's because I am. I'm just got a little mind day twist to it because I figured out the technology part about it. That's all.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I'm from New York. I grew up during the eras of the KRS-Ones, the Rakims, and those legends. So I know, trust me. And Keisha knows, you know, I don't feel too crazy about this new school mumbo rap today, you know what I mean? And, you know, I was just telling her late last year, I went to the verses of Big Daddy Kane and KRS-One, who I still felt was the best verse of last year. It took us back to the battling days, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I know how KRS-One going to get down. I've seen him live at shows back in the day, and I've seen Kane live back in the days too. So I know they both came with the heat, you know what I mean? So it definitely went back to the essence, and that's good. So, you know, you just keep what you're doing. And, Keish, let's pray for Kay Slay. I just found out that he has COVID. He's in the hospital. So let's pray for DJ Kay Slay. You know, he's done a lot.
I saw that.
Yeah. I met that brother years ago at a party with Papoose when Papoose first came out, and he walked right past me and said, yo, what's up, man? And I said, what's up, Slay? And then I saw Papoose. He said, what's up, man? What's up, Papoose? Because remember back then, Clay was pushing Papoose to the street. And, you know, you see the success of Papoose right now. And, you know, he's big successful. And he got a show on one of them radio shows on Hot 97. He does the Drama King. You know, he put out the new music by the street rappers. And, you know, he got the Strange Stunt magazine with the lovely models. And I think he got a show on Shade 45, too. So he's done a lot for the culture. So let's pray for DJ K Slay. You know what I mean? Because he did a lot for the culture.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to definitely keep him in my prayers. And thank you so much, Sean, for, calling in. Like, time really do fly when you are having a great time.
Yeah.
It was nice chatting with you.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
We got, like, 4 minutes.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We're going to shout out the new Essex Mod again, Barbie Banks of Detroit, and DJ Dickie, my business partner, did a YouTube video shouting out all the models to model for me last year. You'll see it on YouTube tonight. So shout out to Barbie Banks of Detroit, the Essex Model 2021. Y'all can catch all my videos on YouTube, Sean Felder, Essex Promotions, and we'll talk again. So, again, just be safe, and everybody, Happy New Year.
You too.
Well, and thank you once again, Sean, for calling in, and you be safe out there.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, bye-bye.
Yeah. So, Miss Cola, can you please, Cola, can you please, like, throw your shout-outs out there and your link so people know where to find you and your music?
Well, my name is Cola Von Sill. You can find me. All my music is streaming under Cola Von Sill. Right now, I am pushing the Sharpshooter single. The last project is called Bars and Brows. It's my EP collection that features the VA anthem. So it's my baby that I'm also pushing. So if you're a VA head, you from any area code in Virginia, make sure you check out the VA anthem and you'll fall in love, and it'll make you fall in love with Virginia all over. My YouTube is Cola Von Sill. Twitter is KULA0322, which is Cola Von Sill. So just go ahead and type in Cola Von Sill. It'll just make everything a lot easier. All my music will pop up. All my social media will pop up. And if you're in 804 in March, come check out the parking lot pull-up. I host and promote an outside showcase for VA artists to come through and, you know, live their dream and do a 15-minute set for everybody in the audience. So if you're in the area, want to partake or want to be an artist, please get in contact with Cola Von Sill, and we'll make that happen.
Oh, cool. Well, yep, I'm going to definitely put, you know, like some of your links and things on our Facebook page. And, you know, we just want to
appreciate that.
Oh, yeah. We just want to thank our special guest, Cola Von Sill, for kicking it with us today. Definitely been a great interview. And, you know, we just wish you great luck with everything and continued success. And if anyone would like to know how you can get your music played on the show, you can hit me up at Royal Crush Keisha on Facebook or ENT Crush on Twitter or Royal Crush Takeover Radio on IG. And you can hit my co-host up at Mr. Run Tell That on IG as well. Don't forget, we're doing 3 shows for the CWTIAA a tournament in February. So if you want to get a slot, hit me up for that as well. And, you know, look, sometimes the world is crazy, and if no one has told you today that they love you, I love you because I truly do. I want you to be blessed. Have a great weekend. Please be safe out there. And, you know, spread some positivity in the world.
That's what's up.
And I know we won't hear much of it, Black Tear, but to take us out, play some more of Sharpshooter again.
Sweet.